Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sanspense Radio, top of the class.
Just real quick before we get to the episode, we're being sponsored by Geek Fuel. Exhausted after a troublesome dungeon? Well, refuel with Geek Fuel. Just go to geekfuel.com/Sanspants and sign up today to get $50 worth of amazing nerdy stuff, including t-shirts, comic books, bobbleheads, and more for only $14, as well as your very own The Flash. That's geekfuel.com/Sanspants. Also, we're going to be running a little D&Ds for Nerds art competition. So if you have some artistic talent or just want to join the fun, pick your favorite D&Ds for Nerds characters, moment, place, scenario, whatever, and create your masterpiece. Then email it to sanspantsradio@gmail.com and you'll go into the draw to work with Adam to create an NPC for our next side quest or fifth ed adventure, as well as receive an advanced copy of the Season 2 USB tape. Entries close February 29th and the winner is announced sometime in March. So get drawing. Finally, Sanspants is busting out another live show. So if you're in Melbourne on the 18th of February, come on down to the Eureka Hotel. Doors open at 6:30 and we start talking at 7. Seek. Now enjoy the show.
Welcome to episode 4 of D&D SideQuest. I'm Leo James. I'm playing Ira Thornborough.
I'm Jackson Bailey. I'm playing the part of Atticus Bluebird.
And I'm Joel Zammett, playing the part of Nathaniel Kraken.
Hi, I'm Adam, and as always, I'll be playing the DM. Previously. Panio doesn't have the manual dexterity with his claws to administer a bug.
What? He's a powerful owl.
He's also just an owl.
Like, not dead. Whoa, you're dying.
Whoa, just a minute. Don't you be throwing that griffin head off. Come on, heal them.
Come on, Tollard. They took my hand. Also, I throw my old hand over the edge.
I don't need this shit anymore.
Here you go. Drink these potions. You'll need them for the trip ahead.
Sure, wait, what trip?
This griffin is one of two. I don't care, this one's dead, that's fine, you can kill it. But the other one, I need that one alive. And this collar here, it's gonna lead me to it. And how would you like to go so far off course? You're gonna be very rich men by the end of this.
Has anyone ever told you that you're beautifully insane? I'm on board!
You're speaking my language.
If you want me to throw anybody overboard, I'm on it.
I might have accidentally set free the king's favorite griffin. Pure white griffin by the name of Mobius.
I'd like to take the ram on deck, give it some air.
We got a storm coming! Batten down the hatches!
Adam, I'd like to see if I know what the hell batten down the hatches mean.
All right, you gross little bastards, come on.
It's time! Here we go! Airship hurtling out of control. What do you do?
Adam, I'd like to just shove my hook hand into the wood. Like, keep myself stable. Just, okay.
Can Homunculi like tie me in just so I can really give it my all?
You can yell for them to do that.
Hey guys, Homunculi, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold me in.
The ship is rocking all over the place. Atticus, you like fall down and you're like, you're like prone, but your hook is still embedded in the wall. What I mean? You're like prone against the wall. The homunculi are going all over the place. You can only hear them now. It's like pitch black. You can't see anything.
You could never hear them before.
Oh, that's so... I know that you didn't mean they're making noises now, but the idea that it's gone dark and there's just like a me, 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 me.
Yeah, you can just hear them like thunking all over the place. You know the sound of them.
It's kind of cute to imagine them just tumbling.
Nathaniel, with your as an orc, you have dark vision. So when everything goes pitch black, you can still see. It doesn't help you that much. You're still flawed as well.
God damn stupid. Why did I suck all the money?
There's like a horrible, for all of you, a horrible wailing sound. Like, Ira, one of the windows, you see it. You can see a little bit because there's that massive panoramic window. Yeah, one of them shatters. And there's like, like wind is fucking buffeting you.
Great.
Bang, bang. And in quick succession, two more lightning strikes hit thing. The entire airship jerks. And you start losing altitude really quickly. Like, it's not the wind. Something has been damaged in the balloon.
Oh, guys.
I'm going to cast Spider Climb on myself.
All right. You no longer need to make balance checks. You're just fucking crawling around.
Oh, damn. This is water time. Okay. I'm going to try and shove up to the air balloon.
Okay.
Try and do some repair.
Is it possible for Patio to use Spot to find... damages on the hot air balloon?
You wouldn't be able to see it from your position because you're underneath the balloon.
The owl.
Oh, you owl. Yeah. Oh, right. I see what you mean, yeah. If Patio flew out into this, you might lose.
He's got his rope attached to him. I'll trust Nathaniel with him.
Just like fluttering in the
like
wind.
A kite.
You might hang your owl.
Oh wow! Sorry, I didn't explain it. It's a harness. It's like it's.
You could, if you wanted to, let go of the wheel and fashion a harness. But you,
I'd already
not
done it.
Have
I'd already
harness.
Done it.
What's my ram doing? Is my ram just tumbling around in the room?
If I trust if I trust Nathaniel, could Nathaniel make the harness and do it?
You gotta go call for Nathaniel. You don't know if Nathaniel's all right. Nathaniel's like climbing up to the balloon.
Okay.
Here's what I'm doing.
He's trying to be creative. He's stifling my creativity, okay. Guys.
I'm gonna be talking to Betsy.
Get inside the box.
Start, like, not taking it in turns, but I'm gonna go to one of you in each.
Yeah, cool.
So, who hasn't had. Fucking Atticus. You haven't said something in 5 seconds.
Hanging there.
Hanging off.
What do you want to do?
You know, I want to try and make it to the find out why the fuck we're dropping. So can I just start, like, climbing, pull out my hook, hook it in again, climb, pull out my hook and make my way to the bridge?
Okay.
Yeah. By securing myself with a hook each time.
It's very slow going. That's you get fine. To the door in, like, 5 minutes and that's all you can do. You, like, looking out into the hallway, you can hear, like, all of the doors, like, bang, 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 bang. Like, all of them, because of the super weak lock, like I said earlier.
Oh, yeah.
They've all of the doors have come off their hinges. You can hear, like, screaming, but you can't tell who.
It's not the monkey lie, that's for sure.
Ira, do you want to let go of... The wheel is, like...
I don't think I should.
The wheel is...
Okay, I'm gonna.
You are literally. I want just holding
the homunculi can help me hold the wheel.
They do start strapping you into place.
Yeah, and hold the wheel as well. Like
they don't have the strap can, for that.
No, there's lots of them. There's
if
lots
they
of them.
Jammed themselves in the cogs, it would just break through them.
Amazing!
Oh my gosh!
That's I say that because you know that's happening. Like. A bunch of them have tried to gum themselves into the works.
Sorry, guys. I didn't ask you to do that, but thank you for your sacrifice.
Told them to do that.
That's taking damage.
Is he just in his room on the like fucking
drinking potions? Ah, what is fine.
Okay. So what did you want to do? Sorry.
Let's keep.
If
let's
you
keep
let
going.
Go of this wheel, you might be fucked.
Yeah, I'm holding on. I'm going for it. Yeah.
Okay, you can get your owl to do something. You can get Patio to do stuff inside the ship, but to go outside would be a risk. If you wanted like fucking someone to help you, you can get Patio to go find someone.
Right.
For you.
Well, I'm thinking if I need to keep the wheel in like one place, yeah. Or am I fighting like whichever way it takes?
You
me?
No, it's like trying to pull to the left and down. So you're fighting one direction only.
So is there a way we could use the chains to lock the wheel at all? Or
maybe, yeah. You could try that. You want to be super careful about how much pressure you pull on it, though. Every now and then you hear like the wheel give a little like creak and you're like, give it a little give before I pull it back.
Is this... So is this controlling a rudder?
Yeah, it's basically the rear rudder. You're not sure how it works.
Well, is there anything like internally that we can... help and support other than the actual wheel?
You barely know what this thing controls, let alone how it controls.
Does Bap know?
Bap might. You gotta go find Bap for that.
Bap, help!
Your owl can go onto the deck, but it can't go onto the deck from the outside of the ship. Because the deck has got that protective bubble on
it.
I like to imagine
as far as you're aware, that bubble
and,
is still there.
Meters and stuff on like a thing to say nonsense, like the whop meter. Your bip levels are low. You're like, okay.
Well, some of them might be like that.
Your main Grizzno is detached from...
imagine a gnome like tapping a needle. We're dangerously low on fuzz.
I guess we're dangerously low on... fuzz.
We're only at 50% Wutzpah levels. So I guess we need more.
We need to go find Wutzpah? That. Best,
so,
best
what do you
all
want
of that and more?
What do you want Patio to do?
I think if it might be too risky to try the chain, then if we risk breaking the controls,
it's an option. Like you can give it a shot. It might just help you as like a lens strength thing.
Yeah, it'll buy us time then, possibly. Yeah, I'll go for the chain. Let's.
Yep, you want Patio to go find
him? Let's do that. Yeah.
So Patio, like, I guess hops or like it walks. Doesn't move just, that. Just, it's gonna walk. I think Patio wants to walk because a little afraid. Like if
fly. You shit.
Like unless you want to push Patio to fly. Do you push Patio to fly?
No. Okay, cool. He's crawling along the deck. He's like face down, legs just. His face across the deck.
Cute. Doing a worm. Yeah. Nathaniel.
Get the chain.
Do you want to go on the outside of the ship to the balloon or on the inside? By the way, you are leaving, as Atticus has, you are leaving the homunculi to their own devices here.
They can't cause that much damage.
I'm not saying damage. I'm saying they're not going to be very useful on their own.
Whatever. Look, I didn't take care of that balloon. I'm sure Atticus has it planned. You're like, whatever. I'm sure
he's got it sorted. I'm sure Nathaniel's got this one sorted.
So yeah, I'm going to be like, I need to look at that. Communicate with Bap that I'm going to find out that balloon shit.
Okay. And do you climb on the outside or on the inside?
If I go on the outside, because I'm using spider climb, am I fine?
What's hot?
Theoretically.
Not like a theoretically, Adam.
Spider climb allows you to climb like a spider. Do you think a spider might be blown off?
You sprout.
I'm climbing on the inside, Adam.
Four extra limbs.
Hey, you know, I'll allow you to try.
On the inside, Adam.
That was my favorite line ever. I'll allow you to try.
On the inside. Okay. On the goddamn inside.
Okay, so you probably run into Patio on your way. You don't even need a roll on the inside of the ship, even though it's like fucking going all over the joint. You're just moving basically unhampered.
Good.
At your regular speed. Patio's there. Patio gives it like a whoo, whoo, whoo.
Guess what?
Patio rolls, wriggles.
Wizard boy.
Patio impresses on you, like, not near, but like, no, we can, like, close.
What
Patio's doing? Not far. Yell.
Get the chain. Pick up the chain.
We
need the chain.
You hear fucking Ira yelling.
Like, do I hear the chain?
Yeah, we need the chain. We need the chain in the bridge.
Shut up, right.
I've succumbed.
Iris starts yelling for the train.
For the train?
The train. Right. Get up, get the train.
Through the blimp.
One train, guys.
Take the chain out of the backpack, give it, like, just put it.
Just drops. Just
For real, you just give it.
What?
You give it to Patio. The 10-foot chain is probably heavier than Patio.
I'm like, no, it's fine. Like, maybe how far away is the bridge?
You can get to the bridge with the chain. That's your turn, though.
That's fine.
Give us a hand.
Okay. Atticus, you want to keep going?
Yeah.
If we don't, we'll fall.
So I'm thinking. Because I'm the worst. I'm like, in the storm, what if I just threw the people I didn't like over the edge?
Who don't you like?
Blame the storm.
I don't love the dad and his son.
It'll be everyone but the humans, yeah?
Like I'm neutral evil. Like okay. I can use this opportunity.
Fair enough.
I'm just, hey, if it comes up, if I have the opportunity, I will. Not saying I'm gonna. Meanwhile, I'll just make my way towards the bridge.
Making
currently.
Your way downtown.
I make my way downtown, yeah.
Highs or lows?
Lows.
That's so funny, this album. I need to save my people. I need to find this
don't know what
okay.
to my people.
So, Atticus, give me a list of who you would most like to throw off to who you would least like to throw off.
Serena,
basically stop when you get to who you don't want to throw off.
Serena is at the top. I'm going to put homunculi in there.
Homunculi times 250.
Yeah, like homunculi 250.
Or do you have to list them in order so you don't like homunculi 89?
As you know, like better than that.
Really
funny.
You like mark them?
This guy's nice. Yeah,
actually, do they have painted numbers on them? Like, how do you identify them?
He just knows which
one
is which.
How do we know?
You don't.
Atticus thinks he does.
Papa Wilton,
yeah,
he's touching
he's
me.
Just...
His son,
his wife.
No, look, his wife's not slighted me yet. That's just them. So Serena, the 250 homunculi, Papa Wilton, and his son.
I'd say just from sheer numbers, actually. You, like, pass a homunculi, and the ship is lurched in such a... Like, your hand brushes a homunculi, and the ship is lurched in such a way that if you picked it up and let go, it would fall out a hole.
That's what I do.
Without any words, completely silently, you watch the outline of the homunculus fall out of the window.
It's like questioning eyes.
Why? It's like
crack,
a horror. Bang! Another lightning bolt strikes the ship, and everything shudders again.
I'm holding on.
That would put it at. Wait. Why am I looking? Looking at the passenger list, trying to find fucking Ira. I'm like, where is he on the passenger list? Ira, what do you want to do? You've got the chain.
We've got the chain. Let's secure that wheel.
Okay.
Let's give it some support.
So with some, I'm going to say just because Nathaniel's there, Nathaniel lends some support to this.
Thank you.
You managed to put the chain in such a position that you think it's good. But, like, you know, are you planning on walking away from this?
Well, no, I'm going to stay there. It's, okay. It's kind of like a buying time
just to,
thing.
Yeah, cool. Just to give you extra help. Okay. Nathaniel?
So, like, do you need, like, what, you like, strength for this?
Well, now we've got the chain, I think that we should, like, see if we can help stability, like it's internally with the mechanism. Because
I need to go check out the balloon. I was wondering, I can give you strength.
You can. You that? You've got. We could, like, swap places.
No,
not at all.
Not at all. However, you know what? I'm just gonna cast. I'm gonna cast bull strength on you, and then just chuff on.
You're like, anyway.
Off I go.
Actually, wait. Enlarge. Wait. How much is bull? Like, bull strength gives
plus four strength.
Plus four, and
is that from the scroll you're casting?
Yeah, and that's four strength. And enlarged person does.
You'll need
two,
to make a concentration check in this weather.
So an enlarged person does two. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna make you enlarge you. I'm like,
you still need to make a concentration check. Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Touch you. He's gonna be big soon.
Great.
You basically double in size.
Do I fit? Do I fit in the?
You
still?
It's a big bridge, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Well, maybe double the bridge. Like, you grow a lot in size.
Okay. Here you go.
holding the wheel is now a little bit... Between the chain and your extra strength now and your extra size and weight to lend to it, holding the chain is a lot more... holding the wheel is a lot more of a trivial matter. Uh-huh. Making sure it doesn't break is slightly harder, but... it was ever present anyway, matter.
Yeah.
Good luck. I'm a chuff up to the balloon.
Cheers, Nathaniel.
Crack, snap, you break the wheel off.
Mios, Dios.
Am I there to hear this?
The door and then crack.
I don't hear it. I keep walking.
The ship nosedives.
Oh,
no. Oh, shit.
I like to think you're just walking away. You hear the noise and you go, just shut up. Keep walking.
He's got this.
Ira.
Okay, go.
You can see either an exit to the storm or the eye of the storm. You can see... either you're going to hit the floor first or maybe you'll get out just in time. But it's going to be a close one. Nathaniel, you get out onto the side of the ship, like where the walkway is. It's a protected area here by the thing, so you're not being buffeted by winds.
Okay.
Helping him and then getting out. You can also see the same thing. So, like, it's taking a nosedive and it's going to be close. You're either going to nosedive into the water and at quite a speed.
I'm like, look into the distance.
Or you're going to make it just into the eye of the storm. Oh, actually, at your position... Yeah, you can tell it's not the eye of the storm. It's proper out of the storm.
We got this.
Nah,
we're fucked.
I'll just keep trying to make
No, you don't, actually. When the thing nosedives, you go chaotically all over the place.
I'm trying to stab my beak hand into wood anywhere. No, Adam.
Highs or lows?
No. Lows. Adam, you wet shit.
So you, the same window, you threw the homunculus. The same hole, really. It's made a lot bigger.
No, I'm fine.
No, it's...
Nathaniel. You spot as Atticus.
Just like that head follow as you follow my... Whoa, there he goes.
So the question is, what do you do? But first we'll jump to Ira. What do you want to do in
your
the control
elements.
Room? There's like a lot of levers you can start trying if you want.
I think, did Nathaniel, like, can he see where Atticus, like, has he got a look on him or is he just disappeared?
No, you can't see them. They're outside the ship now.
Okay,
you're still on the bridge.
Right,
this happened all behind you.
I see.
Actually, so, you know what I'll say? Over the Tannoy system, you hear the booming voice of Captain Bap-Bap. Boy! Hang on, wait. Let me do the voice again.
Well, gee.
Boy! I say boy! The fucking... Goddamn! The lever on your left! It's got different animal cut pictures on it. Yes. And true to his word, on your left hand side, there is a turtle, a fucking rhino, like an elephant, and like the last one is a cheetah. Push it to cheetah! Push it to cheetah!
I grab the lever and push it to cheetah.
With a massive burst of speed, the ship starts jumping forward with extra, like, fucking...
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Atticus.
You're burst of velocity. You're either going to hit the water at extreme speed or cut... Like, Captain Bap-Bap's plan is pretty obvious in that he's hoping that if you speed up, you'll, like, still be high enough that you get out before you hit the water. Mm. Or you could hit the water at extreme speed now. Nathaniel.
Well, I realized to make you fly, Jack.
Yeah.
I had to touch you.
Well, it's been real, lads.
I'm going to cast fly on myself and fly after you.
You're leaving me on my own. You leave me on my own with 250 homunculi.
Guess who's going to have to drop his full plate armor in a real...
Motherfucker! I lose a hand.
Why are you in full plate right now?
Can the homunculi come with you and collect the plate armor?
What's in the sea?
Okay, I'm going to have to cast fly on myself and chuff on after.
Here we go.
Like an old wizened Superman.
I always imagine you flying with your arms like by your side.
Yeah,
and your robe like...
Beard in the...
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm losing my voice. You guys having fun?
Yes.
Okay.
Do I see him coming for me?
No, not in this like weather.
Okay.
Okay. So, Ira, can I get a highs or a lows?
Highs.
Highs? Okay. Artemis is falling faster than you can catch up. Mm. You guys are... So, you know how I said, like, in the cloud bank?
Artemis.
Atticus, sorry. Atticus is falling faster than you can catch up. You know how I said you're in the cloud bank?
Mm.
Possibly terminal velocity when you hit water.
I'm going to make quite the splat.
Cannonball!
And Atticus, can I get a highs or a lows? No! Yeah. Nathaniel and Atticus, vote together. Highs or lows.
Ooh. What do you want?
I was just going to say highs.
Yeah, I was going to say highs as well.
I don't know if that's good for us or Adam.
I think it's good for you.
Ira, highs or lows?
Should I go highs?
I don't know.
Let's go highs.
Okay, you're making a little ground now, Nathaniel.
Mm-hmm.
Nathaniel and Atticus.
Do I see him yet?
Oh.
True.
You can see him.
Hey. I start unbuckling my plate armor as I plummet. Like, okay, all right then. Okay, that's fine.
Oh,
no worries.
Ladies and gentlemen, actually disrobing.
You can keep your shirt on, Jackson.
I needed to get a feel for it.
Jackson, put your fucking shirt
on. Teach, I'm not naked.
Yet.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I'll probably have to get naked.
And, Atticus and Nathaniel, high
it's chilly in here, so I'm putting it back on.
Ooh, lungs this time. Yeah.
No, Adam, please.
The ship hits water.
Oh, God.
The ship bounces off. slams into the balloon.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
The two ricochet off each other.
Sick.
We'll get to you in a sec.
How many people are dead?
Highs or lows, Ira?
I'm going highs again.
Highs has done you good.
High roller. Oh, I meant lows.
Well, oh, did I say highs? Oh, idiot.
What?
Okay. So, you're, like, starting to lose each other again.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Highs or lows, no. One final time.
Highs.
Oh, you're lucky. At the last, nearly the last second almost. You've been disrobing this entire time. Nearly the last second, you grab fucking Atticus. Like, you grab his feet. You grab his feet. Atticus, your the fingers on your good hand brush the sea. As you come in for, like, a massive parabola, like, coming back up.
Oh, my God. Cool. I pierced myself.
How long has it been
rolls
taking,
down
by the
onto
you? I don't even
how long
care.
Has this been taken, by the way, in terms of minutes?
You'll be fine.
Okay, cool. Do I need to cast it again on myself?
Just crash into the sea, the two.
Okay. Meanwhile.
Jesus.
Highs or lows, make a decision.
Lows.
Oh, you are so fucking lucky. Okay. So, the fucking balloon just, like, comes down. Like, the ship's properly sailing. The balloon comes down onto the ship. But the latticework, the metal in the balloon, keeps it, like, stable and in shape so it doesn't crush the ship.
Oh, God.
The ship, like, slowly... You're out of the fucking rain. The ship comes to, like, a slow and gentle stop.
Jeez.
Am I naked? In my mind, I was naked.
You probably have underclothes.
Okay. Good.
Everyone regroups on the ship.
We land the ship. I do the sweet Iron Man pose.
not really. There's like no... you need a wedge in between the deck and the ship right now.
Make that pose.
Hold on.
I've got wait. Come on, Adric. Like, this will be cool. Bear with me. Yeah.
The next couple of hours are...
I spend vomiting and crying.
People start gathering in that common area inside the ship. No one can gather on the top right now. So Bap-Bap's there. He's like, he looks like he took a lightning strike.
You look great, Bap. Mm.
He sits down. His like hair is... He's got no hair right now.
Oh, boy.
Well, he's got his beard, but his like head hair is just gone. And he's like, eyebrows are singed away. Father Glenn Tollard is there as well, administering to you guys.
Good healing, Glenn. I lie.
Doesn't rapping well enough. Lord, Wiltons are all there. Millip Burfellow is nowhere to be seen.
Ooh. Mm. Free love potion.
Selena is there, but she has all these cuts on her arms and upper chest. Not sure what that's about.
So we've lost Millip.
No one. He's not on the ship.
Rest in peace, Millip.
Anyone see Millip? Anybody?
Everyone's super quiet.
Let's hold a funeral for Millip.
Kind of rapey. Just put that out there.
Lady Sif is like lying in a makeshift stretcher. She like got banged around a lot in her. At least that's what Lord Brian is.
She ran into Donop.
Yeah, how funny is this joke, guys? Anyway, Lady Sif flew around when the ship when the ship like took a hard landing, and she was basically knocked unconscious.
I'm just gonna cross out Millip.
Yeah, I did.
I'm question mark.
You don't give up hope, decided guys. Wholeheartedly.
Just like Selena, what happened to? What's going on? What that about?
She just shakes her head. She seems super dumbfounded by this.
Yeah, crazy, eh?
Crazy.
crazy weather we're having.
You guys are all like just in the same area. After like a little while, Bap-Bap turns to you, Ira, and he says, "The mirror. What happened to the mirror? You lost it." Like when you.
What about the super glue? I put it on the dashboard.
That's right. The super glue?
I thought.
We are.
No, I meant the sewing kit.
Sewed it.
Lord Brian the dashboard.
Loses his shit. The mirror?
Perhaps it's a valuable
Lord
mirror.
Lord Brian, like, towers over. Lord Brian towers over Bat-Bat and it's just like
I'm looking at Bat-Bat. I'm waiting for the signal.
Eventually, like, after he's fucking let himself out, Lord Brian is just like purple face, like heaving, like, what do you have to say for yourself? Bap-Bap turns to you,
Atticus.
Bap-Bap turns to you, Atticus, taps his nose, waggles his ear, rubs his chin, points at Lord Brian and says, throw him overboard.
I'd like to go up, pick him up, and just heft him over into the sea. I'm in my underwear, too.
Clop.
I have a peg leg. I don't remember.
Master Tom Wilton is just in tears, bawling, crying.
Lad, this is the world you live in. This is nature. This is nature. I want to get down on one knee. Look at this. This is growing up.
You like struggle with Lord Brian for quite a bit,
isn't he?
he's very big. He's got a lot of weight on you.
Are we land? Like,
we're
we
in the sea.
In the sea. Are we up high? All right. So we're not gonna like. He's not gonna die. He's gonna be
that's
in the water splashing
around.
Yeah,
we'll be able to see him. I was just.
Lord Brian like shoves you,
Atticus.
He shoves you, trying to get away.
Fails miserably.
Fails. Yeah. He doesn't have the combat. But as he's doing that, you also see he like draws a dagger.
Did you really think maybe throwing him overboard is a bit of an overreaction?
We're going to initiative because combat's
back. Oh, gosh.
I'm just saying, like, we don't need, I mean...
Come on, kill a man in front of his son!
Oh, boy.
This is the man I am, I've decided. Do you know how eager I've been to throw someone off the fucking boat? I mean, we're not in the air, so I don't get to see them be like, ah!
But it's so, hey, you know, we take what we can get.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. What have we become?
This is. Oh, no.
Atticus Bluebird, a bad man.
Atticus, you're first.
I'd like to just keep driving. Just heft him over. Into the
You haven't gotten right to the edge yet.
Okay, I'll just keep dragging.
You're just dragging him along. He's struggling, and with his weight, it's making it.
Yeah,
very
I can
difficult.
Imagine.
Ira,
hey,
what do you want to do?
Watch on in amazement and
whoa,
and pride.
We're in this together, I suppose.
All for one and one for all, guys.
You want to help?
Yeah.
Yes. Throw an obese man over the side of a boat.
It's going to take all
Lord Brian is like freaking out, just spasming on the both of you guys. He's like, with the dagger, he tries to slash at one of you. He misses. But as soon as the dagger comes out, Bat-Bat points at him. From the ceiling, you did not know they had crawled from the ceiling
to
homunculi dropped down onto Lord Brian's face. They start tearing.
Okay. I didn't. All right, then.
Lord Brian screams.
Oh, no.
Atticus, you have one arm. Ira, you have the other. He screams and thrashes as they tear at his face. Nathaniel.
I'm just going to get, like, on my, like, knees.
Yes.
And to be just like, no. Okay. Like, where Tom is. And be like, look at me, boy. Look at me. Look at my face.
Yes! That is a brilliant day.
Atticus, it's your turn.
Heft him over.
How close are we to the edge?
I don't know.
You guys are pretty close to the edge right now.
Put the ram behind him.
Trip him over.
Yes! With an unceremonious ooh sound, you slam his big belly into the railing of the fucking ship. And you don't even need to, just the force of that alone, he fucking tumbles head over heels, falls over. Ooh.
I'd like to turn to face the crowd.
Look at me, boy.
If anyone else in this crowd isn't prepared to follow this crazy man's plan to catch a white griffin, that's what's in store for you, all right?
Bap Bap gets up and starts like rummaging around in all the refuse and wreckage here looking for the mirror.
Should
we help him?
Yeah, I'll have a look at the mirror.
Find that mirror. I swear I sewed it to the dashboard, guys. I tried.
Yeah, just gotta try and be like, it's okay, boy. It's just. You remember this.
Master Tom stops crying. He just sits there like... No, he goes over into a corner and just sits.
Whoa.
I think we may have made a monster accidentally. Gosh. This is the kind of thing serial killers talk about when they're done serial killing.
So do you guys search for the mirror?
Yeah.
I'm not.
Okay, what are you like?
I'm just like, I'm going to almost be the same as Tom, just like, what the fuck have we gotten into?
Ira, are you going to search for the mirror?
Yeah, search for the mirror.
Just look around.
I'm going to find it, guys.
Look at the... What are the other passengers doing? Look at Lady Sif. Look at...
she's unconscious.
Look at Selena.
The elf, yeah, she's like just... she's still lying there.
Ooh.
Her arms and like upper torso are still cut and bloodied. She looks absolutely horrified. Possibly also at what you've done, but she was looking horrified before. You're not sure, but something's happened to her.
Hey, look.
She's gone through some shit.
This is the world we live in.
What did she go through?
This is nature, guys.
What happened to her?
This is the natural order of things. Dog eats man.
Man, a monkey lie eats man face.
Yeah. It takes about an hour of searching, but Atticus, find the mirror eventually.
Yay.
I hold it up. The mirror. Why were we looking for the mirror?
Bap like runs over and hugs you for a brief second, but then grabs the mirror. We need it to find the griffin.
Oh, that's right. That's a crazy mission.
All right. We need to get on the way soon. Anyone who's able-bodied, come up and we'll find while we're losing hydrogen.
All right, I'll come up with you.
Okay. Who's going up into the balloon?
Oh, well, can I with a hook hand?
There's no climb check anymore. You just need to step up and you're in.
Yeah, as we go up, I'll be like, I don't know if you have anything my size, but I am Nick. All my armor is in the bottom of the sea right now.
You help me out with this and I will dress you in gold.
Well, that doesn't sound practical at all, but all right.
I will make kings of you all.
Okay, then.
I'm not there.
I might actually just nip by my good friend Nathaniel just briefly and have a little moment. A little sit down, man to man.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Bap from the doorway turns around. Is it about me?
No, Bap, we love you.
You're a great guy.
Hurry up, I want you upstairs with me.
I'll be a moment.
Don't worry, Bap, I'll come with you. I'll go upstairs. You guys.
No, I want them both upstairs. Okay. Tollard too. Tollard like turns around from where he'd been sitting. He'd just been staring with wide-eyed terror.
What? Oh, I forgot Tollard's in my list. Fucking hell, Tollard goes over Papa Will. And I want to throw Tollard over more than maybe some of the homunculi.
Homunculi were available.
I never want to do it in front. The homunculi I want to make seem like an accident.
Hang on, you might have got two...
Two on his face.
Did they survive?
Yeah, the ones
on the obese man's
face.
They
would have found back on the ship.
Okay. Oh, yeah, they can just...
Yeah. All right, let's...
So, hey, look. Mm-hmm. What happened there? You understand that had to happen, yeah?
Sure.
He was a danger to the mission.
Hurry up!
They were a wild-eyed fear in my eyes.
Both of you, now!
We'll be right... Go. We'll be right there. Yes, yes.
Come on, Nick.
Right, I start pushing you.
They were on holiday.
Bap Bap needs our help.
Okay.
Bap Bap needs our help.
You three, Bap Bap, Tollard, and a lot of homunculi are now inside the latticework that is the massive balloon. Now that they're mostly deflated, you can see three massive, like, hydrogen sacks. They're obviously was keeping this thing going. There's like fire jetting from a couple of them in different places, which the homunculi and Bap Bap go around fixing. Bap Bap casts like water spells or whatever on them. The homunculi seal the holes with their bodies.
Homunculi, I'm coming around.
Every time that happens, you see like a little trickle of blood come out of Bap Bap's nose or like an orifice somewhere.
They're not an easier way to go about that, Bap Bap.
There are a lot of small rends and tears in the massive, like, latticework. But there's one massive one through, like almost piercing it lengthwise. It looks like this massive hole might have rendered, ruptured all three of the massive gas sacs. Mm-hmm. Bap-Bap goes over to that one, like, just for you guys to come over. And he just, like, runs a hand over the, like, the massive hole. Scratches his beard a little bit and says, "That's a very big hole. Very, inconvenient." You know, this metal here, he pats the metal, solid platinum. I don't know if you know this, but platinum doesn't really buckle that easily. He turns around to you guys.
Yes?
What are you getting at?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
Do you think maybe...
Where were you guys when it all went dark? Where was everyone when it went dark? Why did just before it... fell out of range. One of my homuncula tell me that you had picked it up.
I was trying to send a message to you.
I order.
I feel like I'm gonna die.
It's so swarm.
Oh. All right then.
Yeah. Yep, that's what happened.
Is Do you that think so?
Maybe. You know,
what was the message?
I just wanted to know where you'd got to.
Ah, okay then. And,
hey.
that steering column.
Yes.
That broke, didn't it? That was an accident,
unfortunately,
yeah?
So, yes, it was an accident.
I mean, you want to find the White Griffin.
Of course I do, Bap-Bap. It's my dream.
You guys have just realized... all of the homunculi are here, and they're staring at you guys as he stares at you. Nathaniel,
Yes.
You were a little hesitant to help us through Lord Brian.
Well, I just
Lord
think
Brian's a big man. He
could have used the help, Nathaniel.
He doesn't have the type of expertise to do something like this. Bap-Bap touches the metal hole again.
Okay.
Now, work like this need a strong man. Or maybe magic.
Dollard's magic, isn't he?
Dollard, yeah, pretty.
Dollard's a cleric, isn't he? He's got
power. Dollard starts shaking his head.
Power's unheard of.
And Dollard, you never won. You were against this from the start.
That's right. Dollard doesn't even believe in the mission.
No, please.
You know,
please.
It's about time we told you, Bap-Bap. But Tollard's a fraud.
Is that so?
He doesn't have any magic powers at all. He worships a shitty god.
They wanted a secret meeting away from you.
Tollard, you fuck!
I don't know what you're He's talking lying. About, Tollard.
He's lying.
That's enough. We're all going to go downstairs. And we're going to have a nice long meal. And then maybe a sleep. Huh?
Yeah,
that sounds hunky. Kindore.
Mm. Yeah.
Y'all first. He gestures towards like the hole to get out.
Oh, do you, Tollard?
Tollard like turns around and goes first.
I'd like to like move him with my beak hand, like put it on his back and kind of gesture him down,
mm-hmm.
And then I'll go after him.
Wait, one more thing. Like as you guys are going out the door, wait. One more thing before you go.
Yes.
Bap-Bap turns around. There's like, just in between you guys, there's maybe one more jet of flame like coming out from one of the fucking gas sacks. From the ceiling, a homunculi drops down, landing on it and sealing it with its body. As the flame like burns the homunculi turns into that ichor, and the ichor just seals over the patch.
Mm.
And as that happens, like the flame, you know, stops being in between you and you can see him properly as a trail of blood just comes out of his nose. And Bap-Bap says, "You know I'll be keeping an eye on all of you. If I see any wavering in your commitment, just know that There are worse things than being thrown overboard from 5,000 feet in the air.
Of course.
We understand.
We would never, never
right
question
you are.
Goodbye.
Yes, good.
Goodbye.
Good Lord.
See you, boss.
Yes. Okay.
Uh-huh. We all go downstairs. The homunculi are preparing a meal.
Oh, gross. So disgusting.
You cannot refuse.
Oh, those are our first homunculi meal.
I can taste their filthy little fingers.
Come on,
chicken.
Guys. It's not that bad.
It's going to be an awkward meal if it's like a full cafeteria.
Like, is it all of us?
Yeah.
Like, as in the
eventually, Bap comes back down.
Where are the other people? Like the other cabin.
So you're all sitting around like one big table,
trying to catch the eyes of everyone else.
Tom is just sitting wherever he is sat, and he does not touch his meal. So he just stares at it.
All right, so who have we got? So Williams... All right, so we've got... Lady Sif is unconscious.
Mm-hmm. She's still...
Tom is right out.
Selena is sitting at one head of the table. She's, like, holding onto a knife and fork with a white knuckle grip.
Mm-hmm.
And every now and then, she, like, just takes, like, a nibble of whatever she's skewered on her fork.
I'm trying to get her... Because she's the only one that may be able-bodied. Correct?
Potentially, yeah.
I kind of look at her, kind of get her attention... kind of mouth help.
Father Tollard is sitting, like, the four of you, including Father Tollard, have been, like, sat in a line as the homunculi served your meal. Like, they served it in a way that's, like, this is where you are sitting. Father Tollard is between you and Savannah.
I love so much, Amit, that clearly, like, you're like, I don't know if I can trust anyone anymore.
I know.
Have I gone mad as well?
No.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. So you're trying to mouth help me to Solana or something?
Uh-huh.
Selena, like, glances at you while you're doing that and does, like, a double take, but she doesn't acknowledge if she understands.
What a dreary cafeteria this is.
Bap, at the other end of the table, said, "Yes, that's right. We should play a game." I spy with my little eye.
Harmless.
Uh-huh.
Something beginning with S.
Is it a ship?
No.
Is it a sail? Does the boat have sails?
It doesn't.
No. Okay.
It's sacrifice.
Warmer. The splashing from Lord Brian has stopped. There is no way for him to get back onto the ship. He just had to tread water for as long as he could.
Oh, wow.
Is it the sea?
No.
Give us a hint.
Next letter is E.
Sentence structure. No, I don't know.
Celine?
No.
No, okay. No.
Is it a person? Is it a place? Or is it a thing or a concept?
Vegetable, animal,
well,
mineral.
I guess you could say it's a concept. It's something we've been keeping from each other.
Oh, secrets. Oh.
Wait, what? No! We've been keeping any secrets from someone
who has secret. A dirty little secret.
I don't have any secrets. Whatever.
No,
I'd
be good. I don't know why I said that.
I don't have any secrets. I'm for the mission. Let's get that white griffin.
Yeah, we were just playing the game.
I was just answering the question. I'm just very good at I spy. That's all that happened there.
Can you see a secret?
We'll be fully repaired tomorrow. Everyone enjoy a nice sleep. No one's finished with their meals. Bap pushes his meal away and walks towards his room.
Oh, gosh.
The homunculi start cleaning the dishes.
Okay. All right. No, that's fine.
Okay.
Selena gets up very gingerly with her arms and, like, walks towards her room.
Something bothering you?
Oh, my
no,
gosh.
Not at all. Atticus, you're doing fine work.
I'm doing all right. Yeah, you're right. I am. I'm getting by.
I'm
Okay, because I can't talk to you, I'm just trying to communicate with my owl, and I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck is going on? I can't speak to anyone. I can't say how I'm feeling. Something's not right.
Why for me it can't talk, can it?
Yeah, it can talk to you.
But it can't talk to someone else.
No.
Get the snake but a to snake, eavesdrop.
It can spell out words.
Yes, yes.
That's true. Yes. Gonna struggle with like something like an E, but
yeah.
Or an A.
Which, you know, admittedly aren't very common.
No, nobody's using them.
Not at all.
You could do a B. I'm gonna feed them out
do
for
a
you.
B.
With a snake.
Like, whoop, and then like, whoa, whoa.
I think you could give
no
all
way.
The letters a good
no, you
go.
You could do a lowercase b.
Lowercase, yeah.
Okay.
Lowercase e.
B, yeah.
Lowercase as well.
E, lowercase e.
C, easy.
You could do all of the
you
letters, Jackson.
Yeah. You could get
Atticus.
A D. Lowercase e. Kind of.
Exactly. Once again, where are you guys having this conversation? I'm away from the Mahamang.
I was saying, can I? So I can communicate telepathically with my familiar?
Yeah.
All right. I'm just going to be like, okay, Betsy, if you want, go and, like, scurry out. I guess go to, like, where the elf lady, because she maybe is our only ally here, potentially. She didn't seem that crazy. I don't know about Atticus. I think he's right out. I think Ira's just caught up in it as well. Maybe see, like, try and get her attention, but I don't know what to say. So what, though? This is... Do I just fly the coop? What do we do, Ben?
You guys are far out to sea. Like, you lost sight of land a long time ago, and this thing moves a lot faster than any regular ship.
We should start just building a boat in the deck and just, yeah. Just disappear
Let's
one
do
night.
It like,
okay, so amazing. You guys have gone back to your room.
It's like, Betsy, do we just start killing...
There are homunculi all over the place.
Betsy, do we start killing homunculi?
There are homunculi all over... Not all over, right. There are a lot of homunculi in this room, but they've already relegated themselves to the corners where you would sweep them.
Oh, okay.
They all watch you as you come in.
That's great. Good work, Bap Bap. I love what you've done.
Ominous that's ominous shit right there.
That's great what you've done with this. This is good.
All right, I'm just going to go to sleep.
All right.
It's a nice night for us.
Yeah, even if I could, I don't think I... Sorry, even if I needed to, I don't think I could sleep.
I'll hop in and have a sound rest.
Right, so I don't...
Murder mystery feel. It's getting a bit... Okay.
I don't know how to... Because, like... We can't say anything. We can't communicate. I'm going to start talking in Orcish at you.
What are you saying there? I was half asleep.
Do you say that in common?
Nah, I'll say it in Orcish back.
What's going on, Atticus?
Oh, with what do you mean?
Are you for the...
Guys, if you can speak Gnomish, can a Gnomish speak Orcish?
Not necessarily.
Well, he's a gnome.
It's always a risk.
Oh, no. It's a risk you're going to take, exactly. I suppose.
I was going to be whispering in Orcish. Yeah. Kind of.
What? For what, you mean? Finding the griffin?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be good, won't it?
I guess.
We'll get rich.
Are you sure, though?
I can have this boat.
But are we going to get rich?
Well, he promised us.
Yes, but does do you think...
Bap-Bap seems like an honest gent.
Well, good.
That seems like the kind of fella that wouldn't lie to a lad, you know?
Yeah? You reckon?
This is nature, okay? This is the way of the world. Dog Shit. Eats man eats dog. That's the land. That's the lay of the land. Go to sleep, stop worrying yourself.
Don't look at me. I don't have the answers for you. Don't look at me when he's like, when you're like, he's an honest man, he'll pay us.
Right?
Okay, Atticus, good chat.
Yeah,
good chat.
Good conversation. Am I going to have to kill Atticus in his sleep?
I've just gone to have some trance time. I need to just need some space.
Okay, I'm not going to be sleeping much.
Yeah, I...
Do you actually try to sleep? Not sleep?
No, I'm going to have to try. I'm going to prepare some... Let's see, I'm going to prepare some spells. Don't need to fly anymore.
Okay...
You might. What if we rise up in the air again? Are we gonna?
Yeah. The idea is to fix the balloon.
Yeah.
Right,
you've got more reserve air. Oxygen. Hydrogen. Sorry.
You want flies, Emmett.
One of each. A fireball and a fly.
I'd be at the bottom of the sea now if you didn't have flies.
I'm just...
am a concern now that I'm. Whoa, it's tense. It's tense. It's tense.
It's good stuff.
Okay. Let's have a nap.
Oh, I'm Griffin. What a sight to see.
What hit points am I on?
Sorry?
What hit points am I on? Did I let you recover?
Everyone should be full hit points.
Oh, great. Yeah, sorry. Wasn't familiar with the...
That's okay.
Yeah.
When you go to sleep, you recover like a certain amount, but sweet. I've been sleeping for like a few days.
Yeah, so it's kind of... Yeah.
Awesome. Okay.
Okay, let's have a nap.
So, the next day, you're all woken by the tannoy when Bap starts yelling, "We're underway! Everyone up! Everyone up!"
All right, now wake up. We going up then. We up.
I said up, Tom. Everyone up.
All right, don't like called me Tom. That's weird, but fine.
He didn't call you Tom.
Who
broadcasts everywhere.
All right. You know, I get it. All right. I'll head onto deck.
The balloon has been partially. Well, actually, because it's like a lattice work, you can't tell how well inflated it is. But when you guys start, like, taking air, like getting air as well, you can tell just from, it's obvious that you're going on like reserve hydrogen here. The ship does not have a lot of steam to fly right now. Everyone's on deck. Tom Wilton does not look like he slept a wink last night.
Poor kid.
I wonder what's up. His mum is not Lady Sif.
What's wrong with him?
Lady Sif is not here.
That's probably for the best.
Tollard is not here either. He was gone before you guys woke
Excellent
up.
Excellent news.
Selena is here. She's like, got this like sort of... Hang on.
Are you going to do a face for us that we have to say again?
No.
Where's Tollard? Yeah.
Give her a quick look, and she's got this like set to her face, like... I don't even know how I would describe this. Like, fight or flight response is over, and she's picked fight.
Good.
She's like set jaw.
Yeah.
Okay. I like because she kind of catch eyes. And just like nod.
She's staring very straight ahead.
All right. Then never mind. Where's Tollard? Bap. He's. I've noticed that we don't have a cleric anymore.
Significant lack of the old.
He's
cunt.
Seeing to Lady Sif.
what's happened to Lady? Lady
Sif won't be waking up.
Also,
I do like a slash across my throat. To Lady Sif.
Cut out the weakness.
Cut out the weakness. Yeah, all right.
Okay.
I'm just having a thought.
We're
myself.
Close. I scried it this morning.
No, did you now? That's.
Very, very close.
Let's fight this white griffin. Yep.
Let's do it.
Sounds good.
How it's going to go down. I think the storm from yesterday, I think it creates the storm. I didn't know it could do that.
Well, I seem to remember something about that in books.
Adam's soul left his body, like when a cicada sheds its hard shell. Now we can pick Adam off a tree and show Mom.
Where the fuck was I? Well,
yeah, Griffin causes storms, right, okay. Yeah, sure.
Here's how it's gonna go down. Ira, you're gonna reman the bridge, the fixed, partially bridge.
Righto.
Don't fail me this time.
Yeah, all right then.
Yes, Captain.
Atticus, yep. You and I, we're going to be manning the harpoon.
All right, sounds good.
Nathaniel, you be in the balloon. If anything happens, you need to supervise the homunculi.
Oh, all right.
Be prepared to die for this mission, all of you. Tom, you'll be supervising the homunculi below deck.
I'm going to give Tom a thumbs up.
Turn around and be like, you got this, lad.
Give him hell, kid.
Give him hell, kid.
Now, I need you all to assemble below decks with me. I have a quick demonstration. You all go below decks.
Mm-hmm.
Are we flying yet, or are we still...
You are, like, you're rising. Like in the air, but you're not moving anywhere other than up, okay. I guess.
Are we allowed to, like... Obviously, we can have thoughts.
Oh, no!
But I feel wrong, like, kind of speaking my thoughts to this group, because it kind of puts ideas in your head.
Yeah.
I've got to say, in character, I have a suspicion of Celine. She, out of everybody, she seems the only one capable of sabotaging the platinum tanks. And now she's pissy today because we're back in the air. She got us down onto sea as she wanted. Now we're back on the air and she's pissy. That's what I'm thinking. I've seen this unfold and I'm just like, oh, I don't trust her anymore.
Fair enough.
So I'm just,
So Tollard,
you're probably right.
Is kneeling in front of Sif.
I'm sweating bullets.
Tollard is kneeling in front of Sif, her prone form. Her breathing is like, she's basically in a coma right now. So her breathing is super
quick. Question: would flare? Is that going to? If I was to say, put that into a balloon, would that?
It wouldn't cause to blow up. No,
I'm just wondering. I just get plans, that's all.
But a flaming sphere, though.
Tollard has like a silver dagger in his hand and a very like terrified look on his face. Bap-Bap steps up. I thought I told you to cut out the weakness.
Cut out the weakness, Tollard. Come on.
I
can't. Bap-Bap points a finger. Tollard's head explodes.
Adam, can I just stay, like, without reaction, just staring, like...
Yep.
I'll allow it, I won't roll.
Yeah, cool.
Okay.
Ara, cut her throat.
Come on, lad.
Yes, Captain.
Do you do it?
Yep.
You slit her throat ear to ear.
Look at me, top.
You're like, where are you looking when you do this?
Away? Or at? Right in her eyes.
Who's frozen by slitting?
Tom's mum.
Lady Sif, okay. Tom's mum, yeah.
Color Tom's eyes, somebody.
Who are you looking
in
at?
The room.
There's Bap-Bap, Selena. Tom's in the room.
look at me, Tom. Just look directly at my face. Just focus on me right now.
Okay.
Who are you looking at? Are you looking at anyone? You can look at the ceiling.
Is anybody
want.
Like...
you can look at the homunculi on the ceiling.
Who is it sending a message to?
You don't need to send a message to anyone. This is cutting out the weakness.
But is there anyone to send a message to in particular? Oh. Is there any weak link?
Because if you want to really scare Tom or Selena...
No. Okay, Selena. Selena, yes.
You do that
because
while
I suspect her. Yeah, I'll.
Yes. She has like, poor man. Her hands were like at her sides, but they like ball up into fists, and she trembles a little bit.
If I've got to do
I
it,
I think you're you in, know. Mate.
Yeah, sweet.
Okay.
Would you like me to take the bodies and chuff them over the edge?
Gatlin? Yes, please.
All right, I'll heft them onto my shoulders. I don't know if I can scoop up the head.
No. He waves a hand, the homunculi clean it up.
All right. I'll chuff him off over the edge under a little elf boy's face.
What?
The little elf boy from earlier.
And his family, crews.
He's on like crutches, he's got a knife badge. He's like, I'm finally free.
You're at sea, you dumbass.
He's in a boat.
Boat hospital.
Oh my god, yes.
Uh-huh. Anyway, yeah, I'd chuck them overboard.
Okay. Will the crew cope with rising tensions? Find out next time on D&D SideQuests.
Want to hear more of our bullshit? Why not check out some of our other great podcasts? Just head to SansPants.
Es gibt Tage, da geht einfach alles schief. Im Autoverkehr. Im Porzellanladen. Sogar im eigenen Garten. In solchen Fällen ist es gut, eine gute Versicherung zu haben. Gut im Preis und gut in der Leistung. So wie die WGV.
Jetzt zur WGV wechseln und sparen. WGV. Gut versichert und gut ist.
Radio.com to see the virtual smorgasbord of quality entertainment you can download and maybe enjoy.
Es gibt Tage, da geht einfach alles schief. Im Autoverkehr. Im Porzellanladen. Sogar im eigenen Garten. In solchen Fällen ist es gut, eine gute Versicherung zu haben. Gut im Preis und gut in der Leistung. So wie die WGV. Jetzt zur WGV wechseln und sparen. WGV. Gut versichert und gut ist.